And now, another exciting episode of
Loco Radio Theater.
On the Lost Coast Outpost for today, there's an article, the title of which is Eureka Councilman allegedly has drug-fueled altercation, comma, reneges on agreement to make public policy. And this all is about something that happened on Arts Live a couple Saturdays ago. Was it last Saturday? Couple Saturdays ago. And well, the basic story is this: there is a local artist, business person, whose name is Joshua Fitz, and he makes wood art with a lathe, and he had set up for, he had reserved some spaces out there in for the Makers Fair. The Makers Fair was the same day as Arts Alive. He sets up in that brick area outside by the gazebo thing. And he's got his lathe set up to demonstrate his art, and he's got a booth set up so he can display and sell his art. And then along come Eureka City Councilman Chet Albin, along with fellow Councilman Mike Newman and also Marion Brady. And they proceed to try to set up their tents in the same area and ask this guy Fitz to move. And it gets a little heated. So rather than just read the story to you, we're going to bring out the awkward pause players and reenact it as best we can. I'll be playing the role of City Councilman Chester Chet Albin, and I'll also be playing the role of the artist Joshua Fitz, who will be portrayed with an English accent for no particular reason other than just to distinguish him from Chet Albin. So we think it might have gone a little something like this. Well, I'm set up here very, very nicely right outside the gazebo on the brick part. Got my lathe set up and I'm displaying my wares. And sometimes it morphs into sort of a southern accent for this guy, just this one particular character. But display my wares for Arts Alive, very, very nice. And now I'm the Chet Albin character. Hey. This, you're gonna have to move. This is where we're setting up. We're setting up our booths here so we can talk to the people. We're councilmen, so we're gonna ask you to move your lathe there. I say I have the rights to use this space, and I've contracted. So if you don't mind just easing down a little bit, then we can all get along. Why you? You go! I'm hopped up on bacon in the Larazza plan! I'll tell you one thing, the Eureka City Council does not need people like you in Eureka, and I'm gonna call the police right now! Boy, you seem to be a little close to me. You're in my face, sir. I'll ask you to back away. You hole! Get out of here! You're taking up a space that's reserved for me! And then it proceeded like that for a little while. Now we cut to the next day. This is the next day, or it may not be the next day. It's sometime in the future. And they're all sitting around the big round table at whatever that thing is. The Eureka, whatever the business thing is. Eureka. So they're all sitting around the table. Okay, and then the meeting has been going on for an hour or two. It's very grueling. And at this point, they feel like they've reached an arrangement. And I'll be playing the role of the mediator. Okay. Well, that's a long two-hour meeting. But from my understanding, I think we've all reached an agreement. Things got a little heated. Some words were said that probably shouldn't have been said. And so Joshua Fitz, if I have this correct, a public apology from these two officials, and you'll be satisfied. That's quite right. I take that. That'd be good for me. And Mr. Albin, is that satisfactory? Yes, it is. Mr. Newman, will you be also participating in this public policy?
Yes, I shall. I shall do that.
Cut now to the next day. A phone call is placed. Hey, Joshua Fitz, this is Chet Albin. I'm not going to be making any apology to you. Oh. End of the story. And then that's it. That's where it is. That's the end of the story. Yay! Thank you. So now Joshua Fitz doesn't get his apology. Chet Albin and Mike Newman continue on doing their counseling. And it's unresolved.
Loco Radio Theater.